Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Lift our hands to heaven this morning. Amen. Just yield it up to Him. Thank you, Father. We can trust you with our life, and we are not taking a risk. It is not a risk to trust you. It is not a risk to trust you. It is not a risk to trust you. Amen. While I sat down, I was praying inside, and the Lord gave me a word for someone. He said to tell you, the fact that you can't see it yet doesn't mean you are failing. He said to remind you, you are not failing. Do you believe? Lift your hands and give Him praise. Bless Him. Oh, we bless you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up.
So we lift up holy hands
in one accord.
In one accord. Singing, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen. Please be seated. Be seated. Father, we receive insight and wisdom for your word this morning, that it will anoint these lips of clay to minister your righteousness. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, pay very, very keen attention. Now, look up, everyone. Let me ask you a question. How many of us are aware that at the end of our race, one day we will stand face to face with God, and we will give account of the way we have run our race? Do you believe that? Let me see your hands up. Do you believe that? That one day we will give account of our stewardship. Huh? So what does that mean? It means that the life that has been entrusted to us, everything God has entrusted to us, we will give an account of it. We will stand face to face with the one who hung on the cross naked to explain whether we did our part or not. And when that day comes, you will not be ashamed. Ah, look at the way you said it. Let me say it again. When that day comes, you will not be ashamed. Please be seated. Let me beg you. You see, and I want to say what I want to say from my heart. All right? Stepping to the city of Abuja, I know my role and I know my work. Are you following what I'm saying here? Uh-huh. If a reward is involved in anything, then work is involved. We must, listen, look up. We must change our orientation from being just kingdom beneficiaries and become kingdom functionaries. That is the difference between children and the matured. All that my daughter is concerned about is what she enjoys, her food, which must not fail. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's nothing like economy. Forget, that's your problem. It must be there when she needs it. Her sleep, which she must not be deprived of. Comfort and all the other things children need. I remember we went to a store, a boutique, children boutique, to get stuff. So they were picking the stuff. I asked, how much is this? They mentioned the amount. I was there saying, before you know it, the young girl has won the thing. She was already coming to show me. You see, the thing looked good, so I couldn't say they should take it off. So I had to pay. But you see, that's what a child is concerned. But the transition from being a child to being a mature kingdom person is from benefit to duties. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, we talk about we have benefit and dividends of our redemption. Oh, yes, it's worthy to receive to us honor, glory, riches, and all that. Revelation 5. Why we bless God for that? We now understand that for our life to make any meaning, for history to ever favor us, you must move beyond benefit. A time came you were saved. True or not true? You were ministered to. You received Jesus. Am I correct? Somebody ministered to you in songs. You've been enjoying certain songs. You come to church. You are being ministered to in the word. Some of you go back home. You listen again to tapes and messages. True or not true? Being ministered to. As powerful as it is, you must move beyond just those things. What I'm telling you is that everything you are doing in church will become boring if you don't move from being beneficiaries to becoming functionaries. Look at what Paul said in the book of Hebrews. Now, there's been theological debate, which has not been resolved over the years, about the real author of the book of Hebrews. But when we pay attention to the letterings, the words used, the style used in the presentation of the book of Hebrews, only one man wrote like that in the Bible, and that's Paul. So I want us to look at Hebrews chapter number 5. Hebrews chapter number 5. Now we look at verse 12. Now this is one of the scriptures that will come at you with a very strong hammer, but receive it in faith. Is that okay now? Hebrews 5:12. If you are there, say amen. That amen is too low. Say amen. Amen. Now look at it. It said, for when for the time ye ought to be what? Teachers. Ye have need that one teach you again. Which be the first principles of the oracles of God. And have become such as have need of milk, not of strong meat. Meaning that there is a time you ought to be teachers. Listen, listen, listen. Look up, everyone. You will never know God has called you until you take responsibility. Even if he has called you. Are you following what I'm saying? Hear me. 1 Samuel 15. God began to speak to Samuel. He said, this guy is Saul. I'm done with him. 1 Samuel 16. God told him. He said, fill your horn with oil. Go to the house of Jesse, the Bethlehemite. He said, I found myself a king. Listen to the instruction. God said, go to the house of Jesse. Was David in the house? When Samuel got there, did he meet David in the house? Why did God not say go to the field? Listen to what I'm saying. Hear me. What God does with the symbol of the house is to show a place, a pattern of identity. Are you following what I'm saying? But the man is not limited to the limitations of the house. God did not make for himself a king in the house. He made for himself a king on the field who was a part of the house. What I'm trying to tell you is that no matter how anointed you are, if you neglect church, God won't find you. He will start from the house. He will search you out. But in the house, he's looking for those who have entered labor. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, how do you increase in what you are not doing? You say, oh Lord, increase teaching grace. Do you teach? Many of us were not born like this now. We began, made mistakes, learned, reinvent, go back again, practice, you become better. Are you following what I'm saying here? All right, because the feeling that I'm not sure God is calling me, you will never be sure until you start walking. There's not going to be any sound from heaven until the heaven opens. Hey, now I'm called. You see, even Jesus was not called like that. What happened in the book of Matthew chapter number 3, I says that a voice came from heaven. Only him heard it. You didn't know. Psalms 18 says that when he speaks through thunder. They may just hear rumbling, but one is hearing, this is my... If they have all heard him, they will not crucify him now. But when he spoke on the Mount of Transfiguration, he spoke to those that were there. Peter was too stubborn. All Peter was thinking about, let's make 3 tabernacles here. He said, this is my beloved son. Hear him. Let me share an experience with you. All right, I was in Kano for a while. Not for a while, for a long, most part of my life. My first preaching experience, was in secondary school. I tried my best, you know, to be a part of the fellowship, to move things and all that. But finally, one day, I was given the opportunity to preach. And it was a platform we call FCS. For those of you who are in the north, you know FCS is stronger in the north than it is in the south. All right, FCS. So we had students from other schools come to join us. So the hall was packed. And they were saying, now we are going to receive and welcome Pastor Lazarus. I said, Pastor B, you are deceiving me. I shall come with my big Bible and carry the Bible from my school bag. And I was ready to dish the word. And as I began teaching, I didn't even know what I was saying. Actually, I know I was saying something. See, I'm going to share some experiences with you. As I began teaching, I noticed that the lady standing in front started shaking. If you look at the way I looked at them, what are you shaking for? Started shaking. Screaming. I dropped the megaphone mic. Drop it. Carry my... I didn't say goodbye. I ran home. I said, the devil is here. He wants to deceive me. But I didn't know that you don't have to feel anything for God to move through you. I didn't know. I didn't know that God has started something and is bearing witness with it. I didn't know. I'm saying if you don't take the step, you will not know God has called you. Listen to what I'm saying. Prophecy had gone forth that by this time tomorrow, a measure of wheat will be sold for a shekel, a measure of barley for so and so amount. The anointing had already rested on the lepers. But the miracle will not happen if they don't move. Do you understand what I'm saying here? The day this church started, I said, people, we are starting church. We are going to follow you. I stood on Sunday morning. I prayed my life out. I look at my sermon notes. They're all looking at me here. We follow you. I was asking myself, is this what I will do for the rest of my life? You mean I can't just travel out now? I can't just do this. This pastor thing will trap me. People were being blessed. That's what I was thinking. What I'm telling you is that you don't have to have everything figured out. You don't. If you have it figured out, it's not a walk of faith. Praise God. Today I want to teach you about our responsibilities as members of the church, our responsibility, our duties. All right, we've been on that subject, ecclesiology, and that's why I'm starting from where I'm starting from. Say it loud and clear, I have a role to play. Say it again. Say it again. Listen. The local church is God's structure for placement, for maturing, and deploying. The local church is God's structure for placement, for maturing. Listen. See, hear me. In Spirit of Life Church, we are very focused on what our duty is. Our real plan is not to stop about your life till you too begin to do what we are doing. That's our real plan. Just so you know. So it doesn't look like we are hiding it. I tell you. Do you understand what I'm saying? We are not going to stop till you find where God has been waiting for you. That is what we do. Listen to what I'm saying. My fear about church, if care is not taken, we will forget raising men and be full of activities. This Sunday is Denim Sunday, which is good. That Sunday is couples. See, we will have strategies and different things that helps people feel relaxed, except that they may never find their calling. Do you understand what I'm saying? One of our pastors had a meeting yesterday. And one of my spiritual daughters also had a meeting. And both of them reached out to me. And, you know, I was talking to one of them and I said, see, we are not intimidated by what God is doing with you. It is our prayer that God should do much more. We are here to help you find Him. You are not here for us. We are here for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me say it again. You are not here for us. We are the one that we are here to serve, to walk. There are many things that I've left unsaid in the course of this particular series that I will pick it again somewhere towards the end of the year and I will teach them. One of it is how to run an assignment. If God is calling you and you are in a local assembly, there's a wisdom for it. People don't get into trouble. True or not true? There are some of you here who have shot God in a corner. Your mind is so strong, you have decided this is the kind of life I want to live. And you mean it. Can you really win? Will you defend your ego over what God is saying? Because it is important you make yourself open early so that you can know the importance of the training God is bringing your way. You will not be able to cope with training for an assignment you have not received. You will not be able to. Because it will look forceful. Imagine someone who is not enrolled with the military, but God has a plan and they are giving you military training. Say, what is all this? Do you understand what I'm showing you? Say it loud and clear. I will serve God. What am I living for? What's the purpose? What's the entire purpose of man? What am I living for? What can be better? What can be better done with your life if not serving God? Is it money? Go and check politicians. They have money. Some of them are smelling. I've entered the house of some number of politicians and hear foul smell for the amount of sacrifices. For the amount of evil that they have done. Wickedness. Some of them have to bathe with human blood to step out or march on it in a day. And they will tell them, you can't bathe after you have done that. They have to paint themselves with perfumes. What do you want to do? You want to travel around the world? Fantastic. With your husband or your wife? Beautiful. Children, call? Okay. Enjoy good life, huh? Prosper, okay. Have organizations, good. Live old, okay. Then die. How boring. That not one person can testify that my life is where it is for your existence. Not one person can say, if not for this person, God raised. Not one person can say, I would have been going to hell, but for this person who preached. Not one person can say that if not for this man, this woman. Look at that woman. Was it Dorcas that died? You know the reason why she could be raised from? Was because those women refused. Said, look at this. She was the one that gave me. She was the one. And listen, some of you have been called to ministry of helps. and you are stopping because of what the wrong people have done to you. It is still your assignment. Wrong people, it is still your assignment. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because we are in a world that when you give people feel, it has so much, they want to drain you. No, it's because you have a heart. And you know, when you now have that, you now say, I'm tired now of helping people. No, you can't be tired of your purpose. Because the day you become tired, you are saying, wrap me up. Wrap me up. That's the reason why you are existing. Say, I can't be tired. Say it again. See, let me tell you this. When people hurt me and do all those things, I tell myself, this is you. You have done what you can do based on your understanding. This is what I am doing by revelation. So next, you don't go and sit down and say, I'm tired now. I go through all this. Nobody, see, forget. Life does not reward pity. No pity. You have to brace yourself like a man and get back in the line. Do you understand what I'm saying? Be strong. Be courageous. Stop crying. Stop weeping. It is your purpose. The devil will fight it the most. Get back in the line. Oh, you raise people and then they turn against you and insult you and call you all those things. Keep raising people. Let me tell you this. One of the principal goals of offense is to get into what is called self-preservation. What happens is that you now, see, listen. It will now make you build structure that you will now shield yourself from contact because you want to avoid repetition. You will now avoid contact, including your helpers. The devil fights only what gets the job done. That's what he fights. What gets the job done? What gets the job done? Are you following what I'm saying here? I said, are you following what I'm saying here? Say it again, I won't give up. I won't back down. Say it again, I won't back down. I will not give up. I won't stop what I'm doing. When they were slapping Jesus, you know, did Jesus turn back and say, look at all of you. You bunch of swines. Ungrateful people. You this, that. If I slap you, destiny will fly from you. Did Jesus say that? He never did. The Bible said he humbled himself to death because he knows that's his assignment. Listen to this. There's nothing the devil can do against you in the area of your calling. There's not. What did I say? Stop looking at the people the devil is trying to use to hurt you. Look at what God is doing through it. That thing is building character. It is fortifying you. Are you following what I'm saying here? Yes, such that at the end of your days, you'll be more grateful for the problems. Can I say what I said again? At the end of your life, you'll be more grateful for the problems. But it was the problem that really came to make you. Everybody was saying, right on, push on. Nothing. But the problem. I have encountered quite a number of problematic people in my life that have made me strong. People that you sit down and say, this kind exists. I don't have energy to give example. The example will even drain me. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are things I just move on and say, see, I don't want to remember again in my life. Thank you for what you have done. But you move on because you have an assignment. Oh, yes. And guess what? The assignment is time bound. Let me say this to you. When you delay what God is doing in your life, it is an assumption that you have all the time. That you have all the time. I will answer when I'm ready. Like, he will wait forever. When I'm ready, I'm going to answer. When I'm ready. Like, seriously? Something that you have thousands queuing for. Thousands queuing for. What do you do when you want what others want too? You delay God and say, tell your neighbor, wake up. Tell your neighbor again, wake up. Now, listen. I mentioned this in passing on Tuesday I mentioned threefold assignments that you have as a church. Threefold. I said number one is ministry to God. Write it down. Ministry to God. You can put in bracket worship. Worship. Number two, ministry to other believers. You can put in bracket service. Number three, ministry to the world. You can put in bracket evangelism or missions. Evangelism or missions. Now, let's look at the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter number 42. Psalms chapter number 42. Are you there? I said, are you there? Psalms 42 from verse 1. Says David speaking there. He said, as the heart pant after what? The water brooks. So pant my soul after thee. So this is soul thirst. When I say soul thirst, say it again, soul thirst. That is to be thirsty. Okay? This kind of feelings is what you usually have when a boy and a girl begin relations for the first time. It is a long, they yearn for each other's presence. They maximize the presence. Even if they are not talking, they yearn for it. They long for it. Have you been in love before? Because you've never even, I don't ever understand. We need to really see, oh, so I can lay hands on you and lay legs also and say, move in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, let me ask the ones I know. You have been in love before. I remember that time. You do as if you are coming to greet me. Come, because you know she'll be around. Okay. What was he like? You can't remember again. Okay. Help me. Stand up. What was he like?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. It's always like where the Bible says where the treasure of a man is, that's where the is at.
They are not happy with the father, he said the Bible says. Say what is what happened to you.
Okay, what actually happens to me, that I always want to see her face. I mean, a time without her is always like a thousand. So I always want to talk to her.
Time without her, I want to hear that part. She's hearing now. Time without her, I'll cut it out, send it to her. Time without her is like what?
It's always like a thousand years to go. Yes, sir. Yes, that's actually it. No. I remember having to come down to Ibadan so that I can...
Yeah. Yeah, so you could fellowship.
Yes, so that we can see fellowship and talk and give feedback of almost all the...
Let's give him a big hand.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, let me ask you. You don't do as if you follow. Come here. Barista, come here. You don't used to ask. You used to ask like a superman that didn't fall in love. And she said you used to sing for her. I didn't even know you sing. I'm not going to ask you to sing now. Don't worry, you won't sing. How was it like?
Okay, it was a great feeling. I wanted to have conversations with her. Actually, I was attracted to her intellect. She was very sound, and she is very sound. So I wanted to test her on issues, to just discuss and all that. Then, of course, I liked to see her, to have moments with her. So that's it.
How often were you trying to see her and all that?
Around that time, we used to make calls. We make calls around 10, then we could speak. You know, sometimes you just want to speak for 1 hour, but then by 12, you are still speaking.
My God.
And all that. Then one thing she didn't know was I would be discussing with someone else about that, because at that time, I was not sure if it was Moshua at some point. So I wanted to... Yeah, so we did this, we spoke about this, we spoke for this long time, and the person would say, this lady likes you and all that. So it was just, I just enjoyed it.
That person was the one giving you the hints. That must be a prof. When a girl is talking like you that much, she likes you.
And yes, sir.
Let's give him a big hand. I want to have a final address. Mr. Onofua, come here. Where's the wife? Okay, she's outside. Come. Come. How was he like?
Thank you, sir. Well, there was, how will I put it, like, time spent talking with her was always endless. Like, as in, now I mean endless, that I would sit down with the phone and I would check time is already sometimes 2. And then I had a friend in school, because of, I was in school then, and she was in Lagos. So most times we had to pray at night. And the times that he has come to my place, the times that I go to. So you just notice that for like a week, I'll be holding my phone. I'll be entering kitchen, I'll be cooking, holding phone. Like, lion, what's going on?
Because lion?
That's what they call me.
You are a lion.
That, what's going on? That, I'll be holding phone and talking excessively this period. That I met someone in Lagos. So that was, as in, it was always fun.
The lion fell in love. Even lions fell in love. Let's give him a big hand.
Thank you, sir.
Usually the advice is this. If you are with someone that you don't enjoy a moment with, that person is not your spouse. If you force it, it will force you later. It's going to deal with you. You see that now. There's that soul longing. You can't explain it. And listen, the moment you are in love with a person, that thing puts a new ointment of beauty on the person that is unique to the person you love. Just any other people are saying, this person, you can't see it. What are you talking about? Say, that girl, this, what girl? This same girl. I say, you are the one who doesn't know her. This woody. I wanted to use a very raw word. Where love is very strong, sometimes it will look like it is excavating your sense. Oh, you guys don't. It does feel like that. It looks like suddenly you lose the capacity to see the person in another light. But the moment you feel this person is just like a sister to me, run. Or just like if you say you are a brother, run. But real love comes with so longing. Listen. This is the kind of what David was describing. He said, as the deer pant for water, so long my soul after you. That is, I have found God. He has become the object of beauty to my life. Listen. When this revelation is gotten, you will no longer count time in the place of prayer. Prayer becomes what you enjoy. It is mutual. You are in love with the one who loved you before you love him. Are you following what I'm saying here? It is called ministering unto the Lord. It is from the depth and the bowels of love. Check what I'm telling you. Go and check. Two people are in a relationship. Some of you I used to see, you know, they're in a relationship. Even if the both of them are talking, where thousands of you are, you can't hear. It will look as if there's a technology. Say, yes, girl is smiling sheepishly. You are wondering. And sometimes you know the guy. Maybe this guy is not really a charismatic person. It's not. But the girl, before he said one of those, you are wondering, what is he telling you? It is not what he's saying. It is love. Love will make what is not interesting, interesting. Do you understand what I'm saying? That thing. When the thing colonizes you, you will not be able to talk about sacrifice. You drive 1 hour. You just be enjoying it. Because for a joy set in front of you, you can endure. Do you understand what I'm saying? I want wanted to, I'm not going to say what I wanted to say because it's sensitive. Sensitive. God wants you to love him. We've not really thought about that statement. You know what it means to love a spouse. God wants you to love him. So you can minister to him from that love. It's our duty. When we enter that secret place like that and come out, we come out empowered. Are you following what I'm saying here? I'm going to be in Uyo this week. And as I spend time worshiping God ahead of the meeting, I'm already seeing healings, empowerment. I'm seeing dangerous stuff. Somebody asked me, said, how do you just go to meetings and start announcing, is there anybody here who can walk? Bring them out. Ah! Say, what is this? No, say, are you not afraid? The one I'm in love with does not disappoint. He shows up. I'm saying we can bank on him more than you bank on your government or your phone. That he will show up. Do you understand what I'm saying? When I read the testimony of that woman that pause was coming up, I just laughed. How will pause begin to come out of the breast from saying amen? For a problem they've been... Do you know what it means for pause to be coming out of the breast? Do you know what it means? You just look at things. Say it again, I love you, Jesus. I want us to do a song together. It's one of my best songs. I want the media to help me. And then, yeah, I said media, the sound guys. Amen. Can we? Let me ask you a question. How many of you sing, but you're not in the choir? How many of you sing? You sing, but you're not in the choir. Is there anybody? Do you sing? I mean, not. You don't sing. Do you sing? Do you sing, barrister? You've been in the choir before? For a while. Okay. We're going to sing. We'll lift our voice, everyone. Do you want to stand? If you want to see, there's no problem. Thank you, Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Come on, say it. Falling in love.
Falling in love
with Jesus.
With Jesus.
Sing it with passion. Falling in love.
Falling in love
with Jesus.
With Jesus.
Is
the best thing I've ever done.
Once again, falling in love with Jesus.
Falling in love
with Jesus.
With Jesus.
The best.
Falling in love with Jesus.
Falling in love.
Falling in love
with Jesus.
With Jesus.
It's the best.
It's the best thing I've ever done.
Hallelujah. Lift your right hand and say, Jesus, I love you. That is our assignment. That's what we are living for. Be seated for a moment. Be seated. Be seated. Oh, thank you, Father. You see, let me say this to you. I want to take it a bit further now. We've enjoyed the first one. But the real measure of love is not in the butterflies. It is when time comes for sacrifice. Many guys can have butterflies, but who can love this person even in the in this person's lowest season? When this person is not lovable. Do you understand what I'm saying? Just imagine, God forbid, but imagine the person you love sick at the worst phase. Will you still love? Will you serve? Will you care? And that's what you want to check in people. It's not just about the butterflies. How far are you willing to go for me? A girl once asked me, one of my closest friends then, said my mom once died in the hospital and my dad was there for hours, I think about 7 hours, prayed till she came back to life. And she said, can you do that for me? That's a very fantastic question. True? True or not true? So you want to check. Many people can have feelings. Who are you? So we check, what is the character of your commitment? So when you go to what Paul was telling the Corinthians church, 1 Corinthians 13, let's go there. Everything Paul was describing as love does not look like what we do now, true or not true? It's like this generation wants his love like this, straight. Planning how to take the person to the bed. But look at what he said, 1 Corinthians 13. He said from verse 1, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have gifts of prophecy and understand all mysteries and knowledge, though I have all faith and I could remove mountains and have no love, I am nothing. Now look at what he begins to say in verse 4. Love suffers long. Long suffering. To be patient. Love is kind. Say, love is kind. Love does not envy. Love vaunts not itself. It's not puffed up. Love does not behave itself unseemly. Does not seek its own. See, you may not know how selfish you are until you are married. Marriage will reveal your selfishness. Marriage. Oh, yes. You will now... One night you will remove the pillow from your wife's head. You know, Holy Ghost will now remind you that. You see your life. You just remove the pillow and say, I need pillow, Joe. And meanwhile, the other pillow is there. Use that to shock your back. Or sleep and carry all the duvet and cover yourself. And some of you will master, you sleep on the duvet so it doesn't roll away. Say, because the AC gets cold. Say, but you'll be fine. It's selfishness. Selfishness. Or you cook, you now discover that you lack the capacity to remember your spouse when you have made nice things. It's selfishness. You now hide in one corner and eat it. You know that if you do this thing to your wife now, she needs it. She's going to be very happy. to go and cook something or make something, and you have the time. Say, I'm tired. Let us suspend the happiness till I'm ready. Now say, it's selfishness. There's selfishness. Selfishness. One of the things marriage does is that marriage reveals. It reveals how much you don't know how to love the way Jesus loves. You begin to find out that you are losing patience. Because if care is not taken, after the butterflies, the next thing is familiarity. Start losing patience. Like, see, you can't be talking. When I'm talking to you, you can't be looking like that. You can't be looking like you have to respond. Meanwhile, before, when you were pursuing her, she's not responding. She said, are you fine? It's all, but now, when I'm talking, you have to respond. You can't be looking like that. Now, what's the issue now? And the girl is wondering, this is not the same guy. He's the same one, but he has moved on. On to the next thing. He's planning for the next thing. See, when was the last time we sat down for 15 minutes to talk? To even sit down. No mobile phones. That's the biggest problem of couples, is phone. To sit down and looking into each other's eyes. The guy is saying, what's there in your eyes? Am I going to pay bills with your eyes? I remember one time we were living in the house. My wife opened the window and said, come. She said, look at this couple. Every night, they will sit down here for about 2 hours and be. I said, are you watching them? See, they'll be gisting. Say, so they are good examples. We can learn from them. I said, I will try. See, tomorrow. Let's go and see that outside at night. Meanwhile, when you are pursuing that same woman, say, I like it. Fear men. Fear will not fear man. It looks as though the only one who keeps pursuing after the whole thing is the woman. And that's why, ladies, please take your time, but don't overtake it, okay? Relax. The guy is pursuing. The girl is saying, because the girl knows, once I give you yes now, that's you are the one I'll be pursuing. And that's the way many of us are treating God. Oh God, if you can bless me with this. He has done it now. 5 minutes you don't have for him. Say, I'm busy. It's a busy season now. All these people are calling me. God told me, he said, you are my bride. Don't let the children take you away from me. Thank God for spiritual children, for those who are leading for ministry. But my first assignment is to him. To spend time. Do you understand what I'm saying? To spend time. And anywhere people are praying and they are worshiping God, when you enter, you will know. See, you may pretend about prayer. You cannot pretend about the effect. When you meet a man who is in touch with God, I tell you, you will know. There is a fragrance. There is a fragrance. There is a fragrance. That's the day I found out. That's the day I entered rest. I found out the apostolic ministry is not about shouting. Just stay and carry that fragrance. People will be wondering. People used to comment and say, how is somebody talking this calm and what he's saying is this weighty? That's the power behind it. See, there's no pressure. I've entered into rest. When you tell somebody who is sick with that power, be healed. Takes them up. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So, growing up, I noticed that most of the pastors that laid hands on my head actually pushed my neck. So, I had to pray that God anoint my hands. I can lay hands on people, but when I say that, now what I'm about to do for you is going to be very heavy. It's going to be, because I can determine the flow. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You can lay hands on so and give the person the one that the fellow will be battling with throughout the day. Yes. You want to eat like, yo, go. Say, you want to eat, oh, go. Say, this one is not compatible with food. Go and pray. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Do you understand what I'm saying here? You can carry this thing bodily. I was watching Reverend Dr. Omar Opai when he was invited to COSA. They said, tell us, what's this meeting good? He said, I want to show them that I can apply for miracles without praying. So I watched the meeting, of course. So he said, there are 50 of you here who have been battling through this. As I'm going to command now, you will fall asleep. You will sleep for the next 30 minutes. Right? By the time you wake up, then this and that will be out of your body. He's not joking. You are watching it on screen. Power, move. Sleep off. What you learn here? Till that, when that 30 minutes elapsed by themselves, they wake up. He told an herbalist, he said, you want to disrupt my crusade? He said, once you hear me singing Travaya Mama, start on. What's the meaning of Travaya Mama? What's the meaning? I don't know. What's the meaning? Are you not evil? What's the meaning? That's what happened. He said, because your shrine will burn for 3 days, they will not be able to stop it. So the herbalist ran. The shrine burned for 3 days. When you hear his testimonies, they look like a lie until you have witnessed one. He told the man, he said to the man went on media, go and check on YouTube. That is one man of God, you can't find his accusers. Not because he's blameless. Nobody lives to tell the story. Journalists warn themselves. Ele, we're ready, Masumol, no Neram. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, Yoruba, when somebody's weary, it's not that person is mad. This one is crazy. Somehow I like that kind of annoyance. All this humility we are doing. So, just give someone, you take your size. Take quickly, collect. And know that God has sent us. The man accused him. So he told the man, he said, in the next 3 days, they will come after you and they will burn you to ashes. The man said, I will not step out and I will not call or offend anybody. I want to see who will burn me to ashes. I will show that you are a stupid man. Someone that should be begging. So he locked himself. Somebody died in the fire. I think his younger brother died. They went to consult. They said he was the one that killed the person. They came to break the door of the house where he hid himself. They said that's why he's hiding. You understand what I'm saying? They broke that door, dragged him out, stabbed him and burnt him to ashes on the third day. So I say, all these pastors, it's God that is holding us. We like to give you your size, just so you know. Let me be very honest with you. I'm telling you, sometimes people just say some things. You just say, God, give me 5 minutes now. Just 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes to show that you are God. 5 minutes. And tell the person one or two. I say, go and check it out. Somebody called me from a station where they disgrace pastors. Called me. I say, man of God, we have heard of the amazing thing God is doing through you. Thank you, sir. Please, sir, I'm going through this. I'm calling from so and so place. Please, sir, any word from the Lord? Sincerely, I didn't know where he was calling from. I just knew that the Lord said, ask him, who is missing so and so. As I asked him, he kept quiet and went mute. So he said, actually. So his voice changed. That's my dad's. The elder sister. Okay. Why are you sleeping with Mrs. So-so-and-so-and-so? He ended the call. So he's been sleeping with his father's elder sister. This one is not the one you call to scam me. This is real life. Do you understand what I'm saying? Of course, he called later to apologize. Listen. If you fail to prioritize intimacy with God and you want to do ministry, sooner or later you'll be disgraced. It's just a matter of time. The effect that catch up with those who neglect God will catch up. The decadence will catch up with you. That's our core duty. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Come on, you can sing it better. Is that the best you can do?
Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done.
One more time, loud and clear. Falling in love with Jesus.
Falling in love
with Jesus.
With Jesus.
Falling in love with me.
Falling in love. Jesus,
falling in love,
falling in love
with Jesus.
With Jesus is the best thing I've ever done.
Wrap your hands around your chest. In His hands, I feel protected. Come on, in His hands.
In His hands, I'm ever connected. In His arms, I feel protected. And there's no place I'd rather be.
There's this song, I don't know if it's by Kotka.
I'm in love with Jesus.
He's in love with me. I'm in love with Jesus. And He's in love with me. I'm in love with Jesus.
He's in love with me.
And He's in love with me.
I'm in love with Jesus. I think there's nothing more frustrating than loving someone who doesn't share the emotions or the feelings. But the good news here is He loved you first. That's the good news. And you can't love yourself more than He does. You can't. Amen, amen. Now put your hands around your chest. Say, I'm not an orphan. I'm not alone. Say it again. I'm not alone. Do you have an idea of the amount of evil that have been plotted towards you? Even by some people that you helped. And yet it showed up for you. You had victory without fighting.
Oh yes.
Oh yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now look up, everyone. Ministering unto the Lord, which is a product of love, is what fuels other dimension of ministry. Are you following what I'm saying here? Is what fuels other dimensions of what? Ministry. The second one is ministering or ministry to the brethren, to the church. To the brethren. That is, you must find a way to serve. in a way that your service will strengthen the faith that we share as brothers and sisters. When you sing in church, you are serving. True. And what it does is that it strengthens us. We are edified. We are blessed. We are blessed. Those who have protocols and help us receive our brethren from the door, it's service. And what happens is that we are what? Blessed. As I'm holding the microphone to speak, there are people behind the cameras, there are people behind the microphone, people behind the mixer, people behind the keyboard. It is what? Service. Now listen, here is the basic truth you need to know. That service is not unto man first. It is unto God. You must note that. It is unto who? God. It is unto who? Come on, say it again. It's unto who? Say it again. It's unto who? God. When we serve in our local assembly, we are actually serving God. That revelation must be there. Because listen, men will always be men, no? And sometimes people are not perfect. Oh yes. There can be issues, troubles. What you call wahala. And you feel, I'm tired of serving. Maybe personal issues. Imagine having to still show up and do what you have to do with all the personal issues and problems you are going through that nobody even understands or acknowledges. But that's service for you. I was watching the Chief of Army Staff this morning, motivating the soldiers at Maiduguri or Borno. And you can see him, he was still doing press up. And that's one thing I really do enjoy about the military. There's no rank that gives you room to be loose. No rank. You see, whether a colonel, a major, or a general, they are still fit. Are you following what I'm saying? They still deploy them to the war front. There's no room for laxity. We are serving Jesus till he shows up. Till the very end. Say amen to that. I said till the very end. You will not be called. See, listen, and I love what Bishop Oyedepo said. Any rank or any level a man is when the person is retired, the level doesn't grow in retirement. If you retire as a major, a retired major you are, a retired major you will be. There's no promotion in retirement. Don't retire from service. There's no promotion in retirement. Don't retire from service. Keep serving. Keep working. Sometimes we do all the things we do. You are wondering, God, help me. I'm getting tired. I'm losing motivation. Keep serving. Keep trying. Tell him to strengthen you. Sir, we have done this work with tears. Oh, yes. To show up behind the altar and preach for hours, whereby the only thing I really want to do, really, is to cry. Going through tons, things that only God can understand. And you have to show up. And people will say, thank you, sir. There was a time I was sick, I was on drip. Somebody called me on phone. Say, I've not been feeling fine. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, be healed. I command that sickness to go. The fellow got discharged immediately. I was still there for another 3 days. As poor, yet making many rich. Sir, in ministry, except you do with self-preservation, there will be days that what you have is barely enough for you. God will just tell you, check to so person. But because I don't believe in pastors who just collect. You give, If not, you just notice that you are broke. Everybody is dumping and say, sir, this is, you don't have structure. To also even surprise people and say, take this. Do you understand what I'm saying? What we are in is complete service. Complete. Don't become that bride that trusts God with one aspect of your life, not the other. You know, one of the research I made about marriage, is that many women don't mind sharing their body with their husband. What they mind sharing is their money. Women are quiet now. Say, your money is our money. My money is my money. See, that's the way women are wired. No problem. Nobody is arguing with the wiring. We are just saying that my money is our money. Your money is our money. Your meat is our meat. Women, these are things that give women concern, right? Eh? But that's the idea. We will not be that bride that trusts the groom with an aspect. We yield all. But this is not a general swipe for all homes. So I'm just joking, all right? It's not a general thing. All the women here are benevolent people. Say, you don't believe? Some of you are saying right here. I said they are benevolent people. Say it again, I choose to trust God with all aspects of my life. And lastly, we have another assignment, which is ministry to the world. Now, this is a very, very core part that gives me concern. We have the duty of evangelism. Do you understand? Winning soul is our work. You should not feel proud if you have not won a soul this year. Say, but I post nice things on social media. Preach. One-on-one, preach. Huh? Use every opportunity to give people Jesus. When you are inside Bolt, preach. Sometimes I pick people up by the roadside. Not go and pick thieves up. And preach. And ask questions. Have you met Jesus? Have you been to Jesus with the cleansing power? Have you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Now, this was the kind of song that used to come out of the church before we brought to Batuba. I'm not against all those fast and the good danceable songs, but I'm saying we should also be inspired to sing about salvation, about missions. Myself and my wife were going somewhere course of the week, and the man that took us, we're talking about comparing the faith in the north compared to the faith in the south. Meanwhile, Abuja is not north, just so you know. Because Abuja here, there's no difference between you and the south. Abuja people are very relaxed and just let's go to Borno. And I'm not saying this to be insensitive. The kind of massacre that happened in Owo is a usual thing in the north. And church will open the next day. On the heaps and the ruins. I was in Ekwa. I saw men going for missions like soldiers going to battle. And sometimes when they return, they will not be complete. And they bring coffins. And you see, I used to be amazed at how that they will come to tell you, man, your husband didn't come back. And what they are doing is singing praises in tears. They found something. They found something. Now we are having many people lying and say, I'm an apostle in the marketplace. That lie. And I'm not saying there are no apostles in the marketplace. Apostles in the marketplace will be trained too. You will see the passion. They fast. They pray. Oh, this one, the apostle in the marketplace. Everybody just looking for a way to escape. That is our heartbeat. Missions. Reaching the unreached. We are passionate. Our heartbeat for evangelism. Do you understand? Why do you think we'll be here?
We were comfortable where we were. I'm telling you. We live our lives like kings. And everybody will say apostle is more impactful. But no. I can't wait for the next phase. Take me anywhere. Is it where there is hot? Make sure you use me to the point where I never feel convenient. This is my life. Poured out as an offering. I didn't choose the path of convenience. What was that statement at the gym? This is the life we've chosen. It's a life of pain. Oh yes. See people gymming. I said, this is the life. This is the life. But you see believers, everybody trying to avoid. That's why we sang that song.
Sojo jikun gejine bagejia. Samari kun gejine bagejia. Gaya madunia. Yesu nazua. Gaya madunia. Yesu nazua. Gaya madunia. Sojo jiesu bazamu tabagajiba.
Hey, bazamu. Not bazamu. Bazamu.
Bazamu.
Are we not the ones that are soldiers?
Yes,
it's a song we sing to remind ourselves as we will never be tired. When we're going for Sunday service, we are prepared as one who may not come back. Who may not come back. You see, song of expectations of the return of Christ. People. And that's why you see that for anything to be really apostolic in this country, it touches the knot. That's where that vibe, that, I don't want to go into it, but see, where is the doctrine? Even if you can't preach, print tract now, you write. Several times they have laid hands on you as kingdom writer, you fell down. What did you write? After that, what did you write? Say, now there's somebody here. They are seeing the hand of a sky. Okay. After that, you are writing rubbish on Facebook. All men gather here. That's what you are writing. With the anointing. How about by Mue? If the host of heaven should catch you. That was a joke. That's why I say, suppose the host of heaven will catch you. Let's be careful on this social media thing. We have not chosen a convenient path. We have not. We have not. We will preach. We will push the course of the gospel. We will. With our last breath. With our last breath. I remember when we came here and we were walking, cleaning this place, one of my leaders busted into tears. I said, what happened? The apostle, this place is small. Everything that has life grows. The same way we had come to Abuja, the same way we would have gone to Sokoto if God had said Sokoto. Same zeal, same passion. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Say, I will serve you, Jesus.
I will serve you, Jesus.
Say it again, I will serve you.
I will serve you.
I will serve you. I will serve you. I will preach your gospel. I will give to the cause of the gospel. I will print tracts. My life will be sold out to it. I will serve you. I will. Make that vow. Make that vow. Make that vow. I will serve you. I will serve you. I will serve you, Jesus. I will serve you. I will serve you. I will serve you. Okay.
Nina Yesu ne bazonkuma
Close. I sense an anointing on my hand, but it's just for one person. You are called to missions. All eyes closed, please. It's just one person. It's a calling. You don't even know about what. More like an evangelistic calling. Can you just raise your hand where you are? Just one person. You're the one. Come. Come. Leave the camera. Don't worry. Come.
Nina Yesu ne bazankoma bazankoma bae.
Amen. There is a sign that follows people, and you see, these hands are not going to be laid on you for nothing. All right, that God has called. There's a fire. I sense it so strong. It's going to land on you. All right. At certain point, I've received impartations that are not directly in the area of my calling. And God said it's so you can distribute. You see, the fire is going to follow you, and there's going to be an outbreak of the miraculous with you. And as hands, stretch your hands towards him and decree that there is release of fire. As hands are laid on you today, you enter into the pool of it. Fire of the Holy Ghost will sit on this life. You will burn. And born for the cause of the gospel. And your life will radiate the fire of God's glory everywhere you step. There is a release of fire. It will spread in every territory, everywhere you step. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. It will burn in your heart to fellowship more with God. It will burn. It will burn. It will burn. Oh, thank you, Father, that your hand sits on him. God is touching your tongues, my friend. It's touching your tongues. It's touching your tongues. Thank you, Father. Oh, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Look up. Look up. Sit down. By the time Sphere of Light Abuja is having our 1 year anniversary, you will wonder and say, is this the same church? Listen, God told me, you will never have to struggle for membership. Just maintain your position in my scheme of work. I will feel anything you give me up. There's no wall you give me I won't feel. Of course, you know me. We move to the next phase. We equip you. You carry on. We go to the next problem and start again. This is the path we have chosen. till the kingdom of this world become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. We must enjoy it. Enjoy all the process. Enjoy all the process. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm seeing so much weight of God's glory that can go around. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It can go around. Lift your hands where you are. It can go around. It can go around. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Pray in the Holy Ghost for me. I don't know whether you are hungry for anything, but pray in the Holy Ghost for a moment. It can go around. It can go around. It can go around. It can go around. Some of you have so much potentials, there's just a need for it to be triggered. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Ali, Ali, oh, Ali, oh, Ali, oh, Ali, Ali, oh, Ali, Ali, oh, 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 Ali, Ali, oh, Ali, oh, Ali, oh, Ali, Ali, oh, 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 Ali, Ali, oh, Ali, oh, Ali, oh, Ali, Ali, oh, 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 oh.
Mantles,
mantles have been given to the church. Mandates have been given to the church. Revival is happening in the church once again. For the kings to be born, for the mantles to return, for the church to become a tabernacle of greatness. Say, Ali, Ali, oh, Ali, oh, Ali, Ali, oh, Ali, Ali, oh, Ali, oh, Ali, oh, Ali, Ali, oh.
Lift your hands where you are. Father, I ask that these signs will follow your children. An unquenchable hunger for your work. An unquenchable hunger for your plan over their lives. There's fresh grace. There's fresh illumination. There's fresh empowerment. Some of you I touch, I use you as point of contact. Help him. That the hand of God, like never before, will sit upon your lives. It will not be atmospheres as usual. Now the Lord is ushering you into a realm of the Shekinah glory. That as you stay in the place of prayer and worship, the glory of the Lord will fill that place. The glory of his presence will fill by the hand of the Lord. By the hand of the Lord. There's a new tongue and a new authority given to you. Some of you have looked at me and wondered, where's the consistency coming from? The fire and all that. But such as I have, I give. That there is a new release of the Spirit. There is a new release of wisdom, of authority and empowerment. There's a new release. When this grace comes upon your shoulder, you can't carry much more. There is a new release of the Spirit by the fingers of the Lord. It's a new season. And as I lay hands on one, I lay on all. That this fire backs you up. Your life will be a testimony of a man who followed God through. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we're good praying. And let's give the Lord a big, big hand. Is that the best you can do? Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen. God still reminded me this morning. Said, son, I told you I will give you a city in this city. Said, yes, Lord. Said, watch how I bring my word to pass. I'm glad you saw the prophet, you heard the prophecy first, but you will also see the manifestation. You'll not be missing when it comes. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's give the Lord a big hand.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.